along your readings. Abrams. Couple of questions.
Yeah.
What you see there is, from our standpoint, is, which I want to be sure we're adequately warned on, is the use of the word coalition in any form, shape, whatever. Oh, I know it isn't in that, but I meant in terms of what the press says, what the public, what is said by either side, and so forth. The point being, I don't mean what that other side says, but we say the point being that once that is set, then the indication will be by our critics as well, that we have gotten this 4 years ago, using the coalition business. That's why the coalition thing is it's got to be in your own briefing. If we come to a briefing, it's got to be very, very tough. This is not a coalition government under any circumstances. Understand that there's a Council of National Concord that they are going to be, right? And basically that is not a government either. But the point is, right? Yeah. But the point that I make is that if you can see, that is the point. You have to be very carefully. You've got to be straight on that issue so that we don't run into any problem there. The questions you raised earlier with Bob, let me just run over briefly because I think that was indulgent last night. First, to keep it all in perspective, we should understand that your consideration should be the making of a settlement. The making of a settlement is not going to hurt us in the election, and it's going to help us. Who can tell? But the main point is, what could hurt really is to go down the road and then fail. That is why I think even before going to Saigon, I think we have to be fairly, fairly sure that we have a pretty good chance of making it go. If you go to Saigon and it doesn't go, of course, then, you can't really consider going to Hanoi, because if you do, that escalates it to a point where we just couldn't stand it. But if you could go to, and I don't know what, do you think Abrams can do a little softening up before you get there? That's the point. Well, what's his view about whether, well, he doesn't know the political thing, but what is his view about Hugh's reaction to this? Bunkers, really. I don't mean bunkers. I don't mean that. I meant Abrams' view. That high, because otherwise then we're at the fence of the fire, and it appears that Jew was going to be the first one to repeat it. Incidentally, on the other side, there need to be no concern about the political effect. We just can't think in terms of the fact, well, gee, would it be better not to have this politically? Sure, it's risky. We don't need it. We're going to live without it, and very heavily. But the point is that you've got to take a risk to get the damn war over. And if this is the best settlement we can get, which I think it is, and if this is the best time when the forces will be the strongest to get it, then the thing to do is push it and get it. That's my attitude. You see? We're in that situation where we've just got it. So what it really comes down to, Henry, is the merit of the settlement. If it's the right settlement, then this is the best time, do it now. If it's the right settlement, we should do it at a later time, put it off better. As far as the election is concerned, don't be bothered with it either way. There's only one thing on the election, as I say, and it would not be fatal, and that would be to have either Chu or the North Vietnamese blow it. I agree that. That's why I mean, I'm not sure how far you can really insist on the refinements. So you do the best you can. We know that, just like you did too sure what the North Vietnamese can do. Look, the main factor is that they, from everything I can see and from what you have said, the North Vietnamese are under great, great pressure to sell to. Pretty like we do, basically. Same restraints.
All right, good luck. Goodbye.